From APM in New York, I'm Mark Garrison in for Ben Johnson, exploring the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. Nissan just announced it'll offer self-driving cars by the year 2020. Google is also working hard on autonomous cars, and with them come a whole new set of new legal issues we really haven't had to think about before. Joining us to talk about that is Bryant Walker-Smith, fellow at the Center for Internet and Society at Stanford Law School. Hello, Bryant.
Hi, Mark.
So let's say you own in the future a driverless car and it gets into an accident. Who's at fault? Is it you or the car manufacturer or the company that wrote the driving program or robots? How does that work?
First question is who gets sued? And the answer is all of the above. And the second question is who's ultimately found liable? So is the vehicle user potentially liable for failing to responsibly monitor the operation? Possibly. Is the manufacturer potentially liable for making a programming error that created an undesirable situation? Possibly. Could you see them both in court fighting the injured person and fighting each other? Absolutely.
Well, that could get complicated in a lot of ways. Now, the way most people deal with this is they get auto insurance. So I'm curious how insurance companies feel so far about the prospect in the future of covering autonomous cars.
There's a great deal of awareness among insurance companies about the implications of this. How do you adapt to a world where the driver really has little or no effect on the crash rate or safety of the vehicle? What role should insurers play? Will they have a market? How many claims should be turned back to manufacturers or others who may have a more direct cause for some of the crashes? These are the longer-term questions that insurance companies are beginning to struggle with.
A lot of questions there. Recently, a few states have legalized driverless cars, and there's some others that are thinking about it. The laws that are on the books and that are being debated right now, how do they deal with some of these difficult questions?
They don't.
Okay.
I should be more generous than that. The way that all of these pieces of legislation try to grapple with the idea of a driverless car is by saying, well, we'll still find a driver. And that driver is the person who initiates autonomous mode. They still have the specific legal duties of a human driver. Now, that's different from having necessarily the exact same responsibility for a crash.
All right. The engineers creating driverless cars are also apparently creating plenty of work for lawyers. Bryant Walker-Smith, thanks so much.
Mark, thank you.